Abraham knew, and others knew, that while they were seeking the city, they know they were from somewhere. Something had happened. They were living in a paralyzed earth. Earthquakes came. Storms come. Wars and killings. The wolf and the lamb fed on one another. Or the wolf fed on the lamb. And the lion eats the ox. It don't look right. There's something wrong. Knew there was something wrong. Man, brother killed brother. Father killed son. Son killed father. There's something wrong. He's getting old. He's dying. He's withering away. His sickness is on him. He's in bondage. The trees grow but not immortal. They die. The mountains change. The seas dry up. The waters fail. There's something wrong, and he sought a place, a city where that didn't happen no more. He knew if he could ever get back into the presence of the one that made it right, he could talk it over with him.
Amen.
Oh, what a privilege, sinner, it is this morning to know that you got the way now. That day at Calvary opened up the way for all those patriarchs hunted for and sought for. Calvary gave it to you free.
Amen.
How would you turn it down? How would you turn it down to join a denomination? How would you turn it down to substitute something for it? The pleasures of the world. Why not accept it? The opening veil brings a man right back into the presence of God without sin on him of any kind. And sets a road before him to the thing that he's seeking for.
Amen.
Heaven, glory, peace, eternal life, everything right before him. That day was the death blow to Satan's power. It ended everything. And I can see him there. He was Eden's lamb from the very first shadow that come of it. When Abel, by faith, offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. He must have tied a grapevine around the lamb's neck, drug him up to the rock, took a rock in his hand for a lance and pulled his little head back and chopped and hacked him until he died. And his wool bathed with his own blood. He watered in his blood. It was a shadow. But on that day at Calvary, there was a lamb of this earth, but it was the Lamb of God that was dying. Wallowing in his own blood. He was hacked and chopped and beat and spit on and slammed and smacked and everything by the world. And the blood dropping off of his locks.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
When Abel's lamb died, it died speaking in a language that Abel could not understand. It was bleeding. And when God's lamb died that day at Calvary, he spoke in a language that no one understood him.
Yeah.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Amen.
It was God's lamb. Hacked to pieces, chopped up. He was the very lamb that Abel had in mind. When he seen the promised seed of the woman, he was the lamb that Daniel saw that would shoot out of the mountain without hands. He was the wheel in the middle of the wheel for the prophet. All they had foresaw was met on that day at Calvary, that brought the great thing in. That broke the back of Satan.